Let's turn now to another kind of technology. When the internet phone service Skype went down just over a week ago, millions of users lost contact with the world. The outage wasn't caused by a terrorist attack or some kind of virus. Nope, it was just a routine Microsoft Windows update that led to a chain of events that eventually overloaded Skype's network. In fact, analysts say it's amazing it hasn't happened before. And 220 million people rely on Skype. One of them is Wired News correspondent Scott Gilbertson, who joined us to talk about the implications. Hello.
Good morning.
What does it mean for you to rely on Skype?
I use Skype to keep in touch with friends, primarily overseas, because it's much cheaper than a traditional landline, and also for work sometimes.
Most people do use Skype to make international calls like you do, which is free if you use computer-to-computer calling, otherwise very cheap. But then if you have outages like this one, is it a case of getting what you pay for or don't pay for?
In most respects, yes. Skype operates very cheaply because there's no centralized network to maintain balance. So when something like the recent outage occurs, it really doesn't have a quick way to recover from it. There's no central spot that Skype can look to for a problem. The problem in the network is always going to be very distributed, so it's hard for the network to recover.
So there, a weak link, though, with Skype could be, in a way, disastrous.
Skype's characterized this as a kind of perfect storm type of situation where a number of factors that are routinely there but had never been combined before to create the kind of situation that it created. So how often you get a perfect storm, I mean, it's sort of a random thing, I think, at this point. I mean, they certainly have a ways to go before they gain back their user trust, I think.
Well, you know, Skype says that 30% of its members are business users. I mean, it's one thing for people to use it privately to make their international calls, but do you think it's sensible for a company to rely on Skype?
Well, I would say no, unless it's a very small company. I mean, Skype could be a part of a company's telecommunications setup, and certainly they could take advantage of it when it's there, but relying on it solely, no, it's just not ready for prime time like that.
And do you have any sense of how many of these companies that do use Skype do rely on it?
I have a sense now that a lot more than I would have thought do rely on it. Just from feedback on the web and watching user reactions to the outage, that a lot of businesses, a lot of the people using Skype are using it as their sole source of phone communications. And there's really no way to even gauge, you know, what's been lost because it's a complete vacuum. So Skype's offered to compensate all users, actually, not just business, with a week of free service. But, I mean, if you're using their cheapest plan, that amounts to about a dollar. So businesses are just out of luck. Skype's apologized, but there isn't a whole lot they can do, which is one of the problems with using Skype in a business.
The outage did get a lot of attention, in fact, more attention outside the U.S. Where outside the U.S. do people use Skype the most, and why?
Well, I think a lot of places don't have an existing telecommunications infrastructure like we have. For instance, in Africa, there aren't a lot of landlines, so the ability to use Skype over Wi-Fi connections, which are increasingly common over there, is a tremendous advantage for businesses in developing countries because they can connect with the rest of the world in ways that they couldn't before.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Scott Gilbertson is a correspondent for Wired News.